Well, like, I work with a major faggot, and he and his husband...
You're not supposed to tell people about us. Since we've been outed, me and Mary work together.
Sorry, I had to mute so I could cough laugh. Oh, that one hurt. So I worked with this faggot, and he and his husband, the only place that they could get a quote-unquote couples membership was the local Jewish facility. And, you know, the day after that happened, right, the day after that happened, he didn't even mention the goy bye. He was like, oh, thank God Bannon's gone. And I was like, yeah, did you see the article in, you know, that magazine? And he's like, oh, it was so well written. And I'm just like, oh my fucking God.
Like, I want to stab you in the face.
He takes a daily prescription that he says is quote unquote vitamins. I don't carry my vitamins in a prescription bottle, but I digress. I'm pretty sure he'll be gone before too long anyway.
Isn't there some new medication? Isn't there some new medication that's supposed to prevent the contraction of HIV and AIDS?
Yes, it is, I believe, 70% effective, but it has not yet been approved by the FDA because they ran into both money shortage issues as well as, I thought it was procurement issues. I don't think they were able to get as much of the medication as they would need in high-risk areas like, any big city with a lot of niggers, but I digress.
Well, like I say, it was just like sitting down. We're in the courtyard of this restaurant. And I'm sitting down with Mistress and this guy, Garlic Toasties, and just the three of us, I forget where I'm at. And we started talking about how fucking niggers are terrible caregivers for infants and old people, yet we always trust our elderly and kids to give them to nigger monkey fucking babysitters. And we were getting loud and mad, and I look over, there's like three niggers sitting 10 feet from us. And I'm like, whoa.
See, that's the thing, like, you know, obviously we all have our views and things like that and how we portray ourselves both in public and private, but, like, there is two people at my job that know I'm an ethno-nationalist, and we'll leave it at that. They don't know much further than that. But there are a couple of niggers that come out on the smoke deck during breaks where I'll hang out because that's where all the, at least the conservatives or further are. We actually did used to have a white nationalist, but he got fired for unrelated reasons. But they were going on and on about local senators and local politicians. And, you know, the guy looks over at me because I'm chiming in. I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy, he's the whole reason I believe in term limits and, you know, this, that, and the other. And he's, you know, quote unquote, a Republican. And so those two niggers finally fuck off, and the guy looks over at me like, what the fuck? Those were niggers. Why are you talking to him? And I was like, you don't understand how ethno-nationalism works. We just want to be with our own goddamn people. Is that so much to ask?